Mayor Bill de Blasio doubled down on his progressive agenda, giving his first State of the City speech at LaGuardia Community College in Queens today. Among the new initiatives he announced were an expansion of New York City's living wage law, municipal ID cards for undocumented immigrants, and an effort to get Albany to let New York City set its own minimum wage. WNYC's Bridget Bergen has the details.
Mayor de Blasio was introduced by Catherine LaGuardia, granddaughter of Mayor LaGuardia, and the audience applauded for over a minute as he shook hands and worked the crowd. In a speech that laid out how he plans to move forward, de Blasio said he draws inspiration from the past.
Every day, I sit behind the desk of Mayor LaGuardia, reminded of the courage we must all summon in our fight to make New York City work better for everyone.
De Blasio made repeated reference to LaGuardia's legacy as the mayor who took on the economic challenges of the Depression. Standing in front of a massive banner that read, "One New York Rising Together," de Blasio said he wants to get past his campaign theme of A Tale of Two Cities, but he said, "The city isn't there yet."
New York will only work when it works as one city. And here's why. Despair does not dissipate. Those who are discouraged, even hopeless, about their future cannot contribute their labor or energy or values to their neighborhoods.
To lift them up, de Blasio touted his plan to extend paid sick leave so that up to 500,000 New Yorkers can get up to 5 paid days off a year. But he also talked about the nuts and bolts of running a city.
In 1 month's time, our city weathered 3 major snowstorms with typical grit and fortitude. I hope we're clapping for the grit and fortitude, not the snow. Just want to be clear.
De Blasio also got applause when he said the city would drop a lawsuit blocking living wage legislation, when he called on Albany to let the city raise the minimum wage across the 5 boroughs, and when he proposed municipal ID cards for undocumented immigrants to make it easier for them to get a library card or a bank account.
To all of my fellow New Yorkers who are undocumented, I say, New York City is your home, too, and we will not force any of our residents to live their lives in the shadows.
For de Blasio supporters, the speech was one more signal that the city was moving in a new direction. City Councilman Brad Lander, a leader of the Progressive Caucus, said even Mayor de Blasio's delivery was a refreshing change from the Bloomberg years.
I will point out it ended a lot sooner. We had, you know, we didn't have more pageantry and time. He got to business.
But that business did not include much detail on how de Blasio plans to address what he called an unprecedented budgetary challenge, negotiating more than 150 expired labor contracts for 300,000 city workers. Nicole Gelinas of the Manhattan Institute says de Blasio should have done more than just acknowledge these challenges. He should have explained what he's going to do about them.
The speech was very big on emotions and very small on details.
But the mayor won't be able to avoid digging into the details much longer. He presents his first proposed budget on Wednesday. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.